The City of Bloomington is hoping to peer into the future with your help. The city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Arts Department is at the beginning stages of developing its next master plan, designed to give the park, or rather to guide the park, for the next decade and a half. Jay Tetzloff has headed the department since April of 2015, and before that was the Miller Park Zoo Superintendent for 6 years. He says a 1997 master plan, along with two subsequent updates, are dated, and the new plan will start Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Arts off with a new slate.
A lot of things have changed. One is staff. The past directors are no longer here. A lot of staff has changed. Certainly the economics of Bloomington have changed. The council has changed. So in a lot of ways, we're using that as some background information, but for the most part, we're starting over. We really want to see where the city of Bloomington and where this community wants to go and is going to go over the next 15 years, but we want to make sure that we're realistic as we go along.
So it's a blueprint for the next 15 years.
Absolutely.
What are some specific goals that a master plan should try to accomplish, or maybe some problems a master plan could solve for the community?
One of the things we're going to get out of this is almost a park-by-park master plan, in essence. So we're going to go to a park, say Miller Park, and it's going to say, we have this, 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 and this. Here's the strengths. Here's some things we need to work on. Here's some challenges. Here's some capital projects. Here's some projects in general. And what comes up every so often is we'll get a grant like Miller Park is on Route 66. So a grant came available, we could do stuff on through Route 66 grant. So we go into and we figure out, okay, what does Miller Park need? Well, this plan's going to tell us. And then we can look at, does this project qualify? Because we're always looking for outside funding. We know the city of Bloomington is not going to be able to fund all of our projects, so we're always looking for outside, whether that's private foundations, public, federal, whatever it is, we're always looking for outside money. So this will help us find those projects we want to do, and when money becomes available, we'll be able to jump on those.
Should the next master plan, or how should the next master plan mesh with the city's comprehensive plan?
It absolutely needs to mesh. We want to make sure that there was so much time and energy spent on that, and that's and Parks and Rec had a small piece of that of reviewing it and giving comments. We that's a big part of this. We want to make sure that we have parks in certain areas that the comp plan says we should. First of all, for new parks, one is we're going to be looking at what are some barriers that stop people from enjoying certain parks, like, you know, Veterans, we know is a barrier. We know Towanda Barnes was a barrier. We built Eagle View Park, so that those neighbors did not have to cross Towanda Barnes, which is not safe. I'm not too far from that area, so I understand that's not a safe road for little kids to cross.
But of course, if I live on the west side of Towanda Barnes, I can't get to that park very easily either.
And that's where Bittner comes close in. Tipton's not too far. But yeah, we're going to look at a lot of that of, yes, the park may be a mile from your house, but can you actually get there? Is there something blocking you from getting there? So that's one of the ways the comp plan and the parks plan will mesh.
The city's comp plan quotes data showing that between 2007 and 2009, about 63% of all adults in McLean County were overweight or obese, and the numbers have only increased. When I was talking about what sort of goals a master plan, a parks master plan, might be able to accomplish, could it work on this kind of problem? Could the master plan take on that obesity issue in some way?
Absolutely. You know, the Constitution Trail is not going to be a major part of this, but we'll be asking those kind of questions. You know, is there a part of the parks plan where maybe we need to link two parks together through a trail? Or there's an area near Tipton where if we put a trail in there, it could create a completely off-road 5K. So events can then come to Tipton, and we don't have to worry about closing streets. That saves money. That's safe. There's things like that. Obviously, we want to get people outside to enjoy our parks. And what are some things, what are some amenities people would like to see that would get us there?
Tetzloff said the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, Miller Park Zoo, and the Constitution Trail all have separate plans and won't be dealt with in detail in the Parks Master Plan process. The new master plan is being developed by Colorado-based Greenplay at a cost of $115,000. The first meeting is on O'Neill Park and Pool at Sheridan Elementary School from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Find a full list of upcoming meetings at our website, wglt.org.